Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Sunday edition of Housing Information You Can Trust, right here for the next 2 hours with the Inside Outside Guys on AM 760 WJR. How you doing, partner?
You know, you're actually attractive on caffeine.
On caffeine?
I love it.
I'm into my second can this morning. Thank you.
Good for you. Welcome, everybody. We appreciate you being with us. Yeah, hopefully you're on your second or third cup of coffee, as we are. It's a good thing. You don't drink coffee. People know that already. Good day yesterday.
I can't drink anything that's hot. Good day yesterday. Great day yesterday. A lot of fun yesterday.
You can't drink anything that's hot.
I can. Hot, spicy, or I can't eat spice, and I can't drink any cocoa or coffee. I don't understand how people do it.
How did you have a childhood?
My parents drink coffee like crazy. My wife, I don't understand how someone can pour. I've seen you do
hot
this.
Hot chocolate, mushroom?
No.
Mushrooms.
No.
Marshmallows?
No.
Whipped cream?
No. No, I got a sensitive tongue. I've seen so many of you people who are listening to us right now pour a cup of coffee, watching the piping hot steam come out of the coffee, and take a drink out of it. How do you guys do that?
It's healthy. It's good for you.
It scorches your tongue.
It's good for you.
No, nope, can't do it. So I can't drink anything hot or eat spice at all, but... What was the question you asked me before that?
I'm sorry. I know it. We were with Kearns yesterday,
yes.
And both of us were sitting here chatting before the show. What a great time we had because they're such great people.
My wife said to me, it sounded like you guys were at deer camp. It sounded like you guys
in
had known each
way.
Other. Yeah, oh yeah. It sounded like you guys have known each other for years and just hadn't seen each other in years, and we're at deer camp. How much we were laughing.
That's a great observation.
This is where we should do podcasts. And the hour before the show... Because podcasts, you don't have to be as careful. That's a good way to put it. Some words can get through.
So would you swear?
I don't swear very well. You know me.
I don't think either one of us would.
No, just some of the stories we may
okay,
tell.
Gotcha.
You know, maybe stuff we may not tell.
Yeah, you wouldn't have to stay on track with an outline.
You're right. So like the hour beforehand, if we would have put something like that on podcasts, I think people would have loved the conversations we all had. And It was a lot of fun.
You know what? It was a good group, full of experience, and they really are just a wonderful company. And you and I say that about so many. We came away from Joe Marth and Foundation Solutions 360 saying the same thing. What a great guy. What a great company.
You know, Chuck, people, one of the reasons we started this show, the reason we started this show is to bring more honest and ethical to the housing industry here in Southeast Michigan.
Yeah.
And we've seen... Kearns Brothers was there before we started our show. Amnesty was there before we started our show.
Just barely. They were just
You're right.
getting started.
You're right. But we've seen the progression of them, their growth, as they've seen our growth. And it's so cool to see because you said it. When they're honest, and this goes from the person to the company.
Yep.
If it's ran by honest, ethical people who obviously need to make money, that's part of the, make a profit. But Kearns yesterday, Amzi, they care so much about their people, and they care so much about their customers. Those two things, they put them first, they're going to be successful.
There are stories you and I hear that we cannot share.
Yeah, you're right.
But it just reinforces what we're saying right now, bottom line.
Yep.
We're hoping to introduce you to a new such company today at 10:30. That's going to be fun. A guy named Jeff Edel. You're going to hear that name several times.
Yes.
Yep. Or Jerry, I'm sorry. I was thinking of another Jeff that I know. But Jerry Edel from Creative Building and Design is going to be calling us, I think, at 10:30, right?
Yes, sir.
Taking time out of his Sunday. So we look forward to that and to introducing his company to you, our listeners. Are we going to take calls today?
Nah.
Nah.
Of course we are. Matter of fact, let's try to do that most of the show. Help out our listeners. 888-654-GUYS. Which equals 888-654-4897.
I like it. I like it a lot. Diamond Coat.
Yes. Diamond Coat Building Products. Yes.
Yeah. We started to partner with them, a month ago-ish?
Around. A little more.
6 weeks?
Yeah.
Good people. Gary Moore just seems like a world-class guy. And one of the issues that we've had that our listeners also have is, where do I find it? So we wanted to... slowly season our discussion with locations where you, the listener, could find these exterior finishing products.
Right.
Right?
Right. And they're run the gamut. On their social media, they'll post a lot of pictures of the homes when they're done.
Yes.
And we'll post them on, we'll share them on the Inside Outside Guys Facebook page. and they are absolutely gorgeous. People should go check that out.
It's a beautiful product. It is. ABC Supply, which has several locations, apparently has this material in stock, the Diamond Coat product, so you can go see it. Any ABC Supply. Our buddy Bob over at Iverson's Lumber in Montrose, I didn't realize they had it.
Okay.
And Bob, you should have told us.
Great
siding
products.
I know Bob listens to us. Yep. Spring Arbor Lumber. We've got people from Spring Lake calling us all the time and Jackson. You know, who do I talk to? Where do I go? You know, and our home builders tend to be our go-to guys over there.
Right.
Lauren.
Right.
But Spring Arbor Lumber is carrying the Diamond Coat products. So we'll mention several of those places to you as we move forward. You and I got a busy week ahead of us yet.
We do have a busy week ahead of us. Yep. We got to go see our friends at Window World this week. And then Wednesday night is the big...
Contractors only.
Contractors only, yeah. Housing professionals only. You know, it's hard for me when I'm writing.
I know it.
To distinguish the difference between contractors and housing professionals. There isn't so much a difference between them, but if we say contractors, that kind of pigeonholes us into just people who swing a hammer.
That's what everybody thinks. No, I think you're right. That's so, a good...
Yes, we want housing professionals because they all work together. We all work together, whether it's mortgages and loans, whether it's real estate, whether it's inspections. We all work together, and this event that we're going to have this Wednesday at 4:30 at the MacFarlane Painting new location on Schoolcraft in Livonia is basically an event geared towards us all getting together and just talking and helping each other and networking.
Yeah. See, one of the things is not everybody in this industry is honest and ethical. As a long-term listener, you will know that already. We've talked about that enough. And one of the things we're trying to do is take that group of people and those that aspire to be in that group and put them together so they can work together and help. What happens in a group like that? You might have a company that says, I've got a legal issue. How do I deal with that?
Right.
If somebody else in that group has already dealt with it.
Right.
As an example.
Exactly. And actually, right down the road, exact same side of the street as MacFarlane Painting, you'll find Foundation Assistance of Michigan's Livonia location.
I know.
And I'm sure one of them will be there, and they'll be making relationships with other team partners and other professionals in the industry because we all see different things and we all want to learn. If you need help with your foundation, maybe you got a crawl space you want to encapsulate, you have a basement leak, you need to call Michigan's largest foundation and basement waterproofing company, and that company is Foundation Systems of Michigan.
Welcome back, everybody. Appreciate you being with us. You know, we got to give away some tickets.
We do.
We got that Novi show coming up March 31st through April 2nd. And we've been given the opportunity, like we did years ago, to give away tickets. Let's do that. Are you prepared to do that, partner?
No. You didn't tell me you were going to do that.
Well, we can tell people if they're the ninth caller.
At 800-859-0WJR. It's all coming back to me now, Chuck.
I thought you had
the ninth caller at 800-859-0957 for a chance to win tickets to the Novi Home Improvement Show at the Suburban Collection Showplace. For a bonus chance to win, text GARDEN to that same number, and good chance you're going to win.
Garden?
So, Garden, yes.
Garden. That's because they have so many landscapers at that show. You and I love that show. I love walking in that show. First of all, did we have the first day of spring? What the heck is the date today?
No, I think it's 21st.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah. And
we're getting close.
I know. Gosh, my brain is so fried. But long story short, it smells like spring, doesn't it? When you walk in there?
Yeah.
You can smell the soil and the mulch and the plants and... Do you remember the old Silver Dome where they used to carry trees up into the stands? They'd have a landscaper in one of the corners of the field, and they'd carry pine trees. I mean, they were balled up, and they were going to be, you know, planted in the spring. But it looked like a mountainside behind them. I wish I had pictures of that. That was so cool.
The Silver Dome was such a great place for home shows, wasn't it?
That's where we met Tim Porcassi. Remember that? That used to be so busy there, both on the mezzanine and the field level, that literally you were hard-pressed to get from one side of an aisle to another to talk to a contractor.
You're right.
That was a great physical location.
It was, because we also did, for a good show, they'd play some around the floor up top all the way around. So you'd the walk mezzanine, all the way around the mezzanine, and then walk down to the field as well. And do you remember the time we did it there? And we're having problems with our the old Comrex. And we had to move. I remember we just started show. We all picked up the table and moved it back into the old Lions dressing room. Locker room.
I do. Yes.
Yeah. It's all coming back to you now, isn't it?
I remember thinking what a crummy locker room it was.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, right. Well, they'd been out of there by that time. Hey, 888-654, guys, equals 888-654-4897. Taking any and all of your housing questions.
Hey, if you've got those sink stains can be called stinks, right? If you've got those sink stains you want to get rid of and you don't have any harsh chemicals on hand, which I'm glad to hear, a little paste made out of white vinegar and baking soda. I use it for grout joints. I use it on sink stains, tub stains, and never a harsh scrub. Always gentle and light, you know. Best to put something like that on, let it set for a minute, and then just gently rub it off. The more you work it, you do have to be careful of not, you know, messing up a clear coat finish.
Right.
Especially on acrylic tubs. But baking soda and white vinegar, you'd be surprised all the stuff you can do with that.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, we did that in our jacuzzi tub.
Oh, yeah.
When you, it's a great way to clean a jacuzzi tub or a spa.
It's not going to hurt anything.
No, but I would fill it up just over the jets, put the baking soda and the white vinegar, especially when we first moved in.
Yep.
I did that.
You don't know what's growing in there.
So if anyone has one of those tubs, if you do that, you will see all sorts of nasty stuff come out of there. So it really does work, Chuck.
I will dump, if we're going to leave for a couple days and head up north, I'll dump part of a half gallon of white vinegar in the toilets.
There you go.
Before we leave. Just let it set.
There you go. 888-654, guys, give us a call for any and all of your housing questions.
You and I started to talk about the fact that we'd been with another great business owner in person, Joe Marth.
Yes.
Foundation Solutions 360.
Yep.
From 12 to 1 yesterday.
That was, you know what? Again, just a great guy, another veteran. And everything our team partners did, you know, Chuck, when we started this, we didn't know we'd be helping a vehicle to help those kind of people.
Oh,
and it's
exactly.
Just such a great, great feeling.
Yeah, it
to be
is.
Part of it anyway.
And they're just good people. And I know you've told the story 100 times, but the thing that attracted us to Joe was the fact that he went to a job site where people, basically the owner had already been sold on the idea that she had to spend tens of thousands of dollars for a repair. And Joe's observation after he investigated was, you don't need any kind of repair.
Right.
You don't need me. You don't need my competitors. And boy, that's just such a great story.
It is.
Isn't it?
It is. It absolutely is. We're blessed to have these kind of people as team partners. You and I always tell people, when we refer somebody to you, we would let them work in our home. We wouldn't refer anybody out there that we wouldn't work in our own home.
Yeah.
And I would just, you know, if Foundation Solutions 360 came to me and said, I want to do this job, I'd say, okay, we'd agree on a price and I wouldn't worry about it. I know it'd be taken care of at that point.
Exactly. So, hey, are you aware that Michigan's got a connection to the NCAA basketball tournament?
I know Michigan State. Yeah, it does.
I wasn't,
right now.
I was not going to mention Michigan State. I wasn't going to rub any more salt in
your
wound. You
don't got to rub anything. I want Sparty to go all the way now. If Michigan's not even involved, I said they're my second favorite team. They have the word Michigan in their name.
Good for
you. So how can I not like them?
You're becoming more mature as you
Now, when they play each other, I'm going to go blue every time. But if Michigan's out of it, yeah.
I liked.
I mean, if Michigan State football team was ever in the national championship, I'd root for them, but I know that will never happen. So
they almost made it 3 years ago, but they got beat so badly in the semifinals.
16, yeah.
Anyway, I wasn't even thinking of that. There's a mill in the UP that makes the floors for the final four Final four. Jeez, I keep doing that today. And they do it for both the men's and the women's tournaments out of hard
kind of wood
maple.
Is that?
Huh?
What kind of wood is that?
Maple.
On basketball floors?
Yeah.
Really? Oh, yeah, it's hardwood.
On the real floors.
On the real floor.
Yeah.
Interesting.
We'll name the company and the location in the UP when we come back.
Hey, has anyone gone downstairs and taken a look in the little corners and crevices, any place where maybe a critter might keep warm? If you by any chance see any droppings, if you're seeing all these stink bugs.
You mean poop, right?
Mice poop. Yes, they. Rove Pest Control is a great company that can help you out with any and all of your critter and pest needs. Once again, we are talking ROVE Pest Control, found at theinsideoutsideguys.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Appreciate you being with us today. Hopefully, we're going to be talking with Jerry Edel from Creative Building and Design.
Yes.
But first, I promise to answer two questions.
Okay.
One, the basketball courts. Who are they made by? They're made by Connor Sports Flooring. And where are they located? In Amasa, Michigan.
Amasa.
Amassa. It's up in the UP. It's got a population of 365 people. And they build basketball courts out of hard maple and ship them worldwide, which I think is really cool.
It is very cool. That is very cool. Hey, on the line with us right now is the owner, as Chuck would say, chief cook and bottle washer of Creative Building and Remodeling, Mr. Jerry Edel. How are you, sir?
I'm fine. Thank you.
Jerry, welcome to the team. Really thrilled to have you on. You guys have been at the same location, 11 Mile and DeQuinder, for many, many years. I know you first started the business with your father. Can you do us a favor and just introduce your company, how you started, and where you're at?
Well, we started back in high school out of the garage and kind of worked our way up there from the garage to owning a building and doing lots of remodels, kitchens and baths. Our theory is, you know, do it right the first time or don't do it at all.
Great theory.
Absolutely. If you're going to do something, do it right, right? That's what dad,
you know, correct.
That's what dad taught.
Do it right
dad
the first
should
time.
Have taught all of us.
And you service all of Oakland and Macomb counties?
Correct.
Phone number is 586-573-8700. The website is creativebuilding, BLDG.com. And the showroom as it is at 11 Mile and DeQuinder. And you have an absolute beautiful showroom. And I recommend people go down there for they can really see what you offer. And you also have two different floors of the showroom. Can you tell us a little bit about that, please?
Correct. Yeah. Downstairs is kitchens. Upstairs is tile, bathrooms, and flooring. And we're on the southeast corner of 11 Mile and DeQuinder.
And I'll tell you what, when a company like yours goes through the expense of having a showroom, it just makes it so much easier if people will actually come over there and see, touch, and feel what you can do for them, right?
Yes, it's a one-stop shop. All the selections are there. Everything can be made at one time.
Well, and the design part, tell people how important that is, because a lot of people have no idea how important it is that it's all put on paper and pre-planned properly before you get there. Talk about that for a minute, please.
Yeah, so for a kitchen, we'll do a design program, and we design the kitchen based on conversations with the homeowners, and we put it on a computer. They come back, we can make adjustments, make some changes, and then we start picking out colors, see what coordinates, what's the latest trends, and we kind of go from there.
Speaking of trends in construction and in bathrooms and kitchens, cabinet refacing, you guys are expert at that. You want to describe to our listeners what that actually involves?
Yeah, if you have good sturdy cabinets, we can take off the doors, all the trim moldings, and we resurface the cabinets with a laminate or a veneer, solid wood veneers. We pick a door style, you pick a color, we put brand new doors and drawer fronts on, new moldings and handles. So the kitchen is completely brand new on the outside. It looks like a brand new kitchen with half the cost and half the time in construction.
The time is a big issue, isn't it? I mean, what are you talking generally by comparison to a full tear out and replacement compared to a refacing?
The cabinets can be done in a week or less. But then on top of that, whether it be countertops, we do flooring, tile backsplashes. So that would get you into the second or third week. But the major part of the kitchen remodel would be done within 3 to 5 days.
So, Jerry, 37 years in the business, you've seen a lot of changes. What have you seen? What's popular now when it comes to countertops? What are you really seeing people wanting out there?
Quartz is a big thing right now. People are going with the white quartz colors with the veining. We're still doing a little bit of granite, but I think the trend is moving towards the quartz.
Interesting.
Can quartz, I know it's more tolerant to a lot of things than granite is, can it be repaired if it gets cracked or chipped?
Yes, absolutely.
That is so important. We get so many emails like that. The website, again, I want to make sure people get to this, creativebuilding.com. The phone number is 586-573-8700. And Jerry, you offer something as well that not many people offer, and I had to double-check and take a look at it. That's a 10-year warranty on your workmanship. Can you talk about that for a minute, please?
Yep, absolutely. A 10-year warranty covers all materials and labor. That is for as long as you own the home. It's non-transferable, but it is 10 years for the original purchaser. And that includes everything. It could be a leaky faucet, a broken door hinge, whatever it is. It's 10 years.
And that is a first-person warranty. In other words, you guys are the issuer. So if we have a problem or a question, we call you, right?
Correct. We have a service department. So we order, if it's a faucet, we'll order the parts, replace the faucet components, you know, whatever it may be, we are on the hook for it for 10 years.
I respect that. And you don't do that as a builder. Our listeners need to know, if you're not confident that you're doing it right the first time, like you said a minute ago, right?
Yep. It's about using quality products. You know, we don't have a lot of service calls for products. So, you know, it makes it easy using Delta and Kohler products. They're very, very good quality products. So, it works out well.
Really recommend people go check out your showroom at the corner of Lab Mile and DeQuinder, because when I went there with Mike Pierce, it was just anything that they want in their house, whether it be bathroom or whether it be a kitchen, you have it there. You have plenty of room in there and so many different styles to fit just about anyone's taste out there. And also, if someone comes in now and they mention the inside outside guys, they can get up to $1,000 off any complete kitchen or bath. Is that right?
Correct. Yep.
I like that. I like that a lot. So we strongly encourage people to do they have to call for an appointment or can they just pop in?
Yep. We're open from usually someone's there 8 to 4. Usually they're 8 to 5. So if you're running late, just give us a phone call. We can stay late. But yes, we're open 8 to 5 every day. And you can stop in. You can call the office, make an appointment, or you can go to our website and make an appointment online.
And, Jerry, a really important question. Do you have water or coffee available if I stop by?
Absolutely.
So for people who are driving down the road right now and they like what they hear, please don't stop and write it down. Send us an email at theinsideoutsideguys.com. We'll make sure to get you Jerry Adels and Creative Buildings contact information. But once again, it is creativebuilding.com, and the phone number is 586-573-8700. Jerry, thank you so much for coming on with us today, and we look forward to a long relationship with you and your company. We know you'll take great care of our listeners.
We're excited about you guys, Jerry.
Yep, we are too. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. You have a great day.
You too.
You know, it's really hard nowadays, Chuck, to find people that will do the job. And I mean, not only do the job right, but do the job in a timely manner. Because these contractors, people like Jerry, they take to heart how big a disruption this is to people's lives, and they want to get in and get it done and get out and be as least disruption as possible.
You know, it's funny, on the cusp of the 10-year warranty, he's mentioning, you know, top-end products, Kohler.
Yes.
For instance.
Yes.
And you and I instantly thought of Mark Kramer yesterday. They're not going to sell you bad product.
Right.
Forget about everything else that goes with it. They're going to use top-end product that costs more because it delivers greater value over time. So you and I are always selling value, not price.
Sure. And I mentioned they're at the corner of 11 Mile and Dequindre, which is just a great location in Metro Detroit because they're so quick to get on any expressway.
I agree.
And get to somebody's house. So we didn't mention is Oakland County, Macomb counties.
Yeah. And people can get there, go to the showroom. Look, if you're contemplating getting something like that done, I know that these last few years, everybody in my house, digitally, on the computer, go to the showroom, touch it, feel it, see it.
Virtually.
Oh.
Not virtually, but in person.
In person. Yeah. You'll be so much happier with the end product if you just go to the showroom and take a look. Yeah. It makes a difference.
Definitely worth it. Again, the website is creativebuilding.com, and the phone number is 586-573-8700. Want to make sure we get that out.
Exciting. You know what? Appreciate Jerry being with us. Is Jerry going to be at our event Wednesday, do you know?
I'm not sure.
Has he RSVP'd for that?
I'm not sure.
We'll have to ask Mr. Pierce, the Wonder Sales guy, if does Mike wear a red cape and an S on his chest? You know?
I don't believe so, but he is a – helps take great care of our people, doesn't he?
Hey, did you participate in St. Paddy's Day at all, the celebration?
Yeah, first thing in the morning at the Paul W. event, which I didn't see you at. You put your foot in it, didn't you, pal?
I set myself up.
Now you really did. Yeah, I did. I started first thing in the morning. I was there at 6:45, and I looked really hard. I didn't see you.
I was over on that other side.
Sure you were, Chuck. Sure you were. No, but we did have a lot of our team partners there.
That's cool.
Yeah, that was very cool.
Did you know that that holiday accounts for almost $7 billion with a B dollars spent on that single day?
Wow.
I was just curious, did you gas up or buy any green beer or participate in that $7 billion?
I did nothing. Hey, apologize if I haven't been able to take your calls. We get back from break, we'll talk to Larry and we'll talk to Robert in Roscommon.
Hey, we're going to be at a company shooting some video this week that we just love. A good family-run organization, again, charitably inclined, excellent product, excellent installation process and procedure.
Unbelievable warranty. You must be talking about Window World.
Jerry Edel, Creative Building and Remodeling, right at 11 and Dequindre. They got a beautiful showroom. Why wouldn't you go if you're considering doing some work? But we promise that people could call, right?
We did, and we promised we'd take their calls. 888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. Let's talk to Larry in Monroeville, Indiana.
Hello there.
How you doing, Larry?
Hello. Good, sir. I enjoy your show.
Thank you.
So did Indiana win last night?
Boy, I don't really know. I didn't pay much attention. Sorry about that.
I honestly don't know if they did or
so
not.
So you may be in Indiana, but you're not a Hoosier. Is that fair?
Oh, yeah. He's a Hoosier.
Yeah, right. Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Hey, how can we help you today, sir?
I had a question. I had a question, fellas. My house here at home, where I live, in the basement there, I don't know if I did any good doing this or not, but I put some insulation all over the, it would be, if you can follow me here, the ceiling in the basement, you know? And then, of course, right above that would be the upper level to my house. But did I shoot myself in the foot doing something like that? You know, I keep a thermometer down there, and I can see it. It keeps the warm air down in the basement there. It keeps the basement a little bit warmer. But do you think that was such a good idea or not?
Did you insulate the entire floor? Is that what you're telling us?
Yeah, right. Plus around the foundation there, you know, the
bond plate area
there. I'm sorry.
Yeah, above the basement walls, the actual walls where the bond plate is there.
Right. Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good idea.
Yeah, we don't like the idea of insulating a floor above a basement though, and here's why, Larry. Heat will go to cold, right? And you're trying to keep that upper floor warmer during the winter, so your feet are warm and your body's warm. And what will happen is heat will move through that floor into the basement. It will also carry humidity with it. And if it carries humidity with it, and that humidity will get trapped in the insulation in the floor, and you can end up with a mold issue over time that you don't even know you have because it's between the top of the insulation and the bottom of the floor, if that makes any sense to you.
Yeah,
So what Ken and I always suggest is insulate the rim joists like you did, and then insulate the basement walls themselves.
Okay, I see. Okay, fellas, well, thanks a lot. That answered my question.
God bless you. Stay in touch with us, Larry, and tell everybody in Monroeville about the inside-outside guys, eh?
Hey, you bet. Oh, okay, fellas, have a good day.
Thank you. Well. And Indiana plays today, John.
Oh, cool. They won.
Against Miami.
A lot of the Big Ten teams got beat.
I know.
Darn it.
Hey, let's stick to the phones. Talk to Robert in Roscommon. Good morning, Robert. You're on with the guys.
Good morning. Love your show.
Thank you, sir. How can we help you?
I have my housekeeper who works for the Commission on Aging here. She lives in Houghton Lake, and she has a small house, and she needs a roof.
Okay.
Do you recommend anybody in this area, Roscommon County?
Well, as far as individual roofers, and here's what we get these kind of emails all the time from different parts of the country. As a matter of fact, we got one from New Mexico yesterday. And, of course, we don't have relationships with people in those areas, and I don't have any up in Roscommon, Chuck. We refer people to the local Home Builders Association. We believe that they are the best resource for people outside of our area to find housing professionals because of what it takes to become a member of the Home Builders Association.
Does that make sense? We can give you a phone number to call.
Okay.
It's the HBA in Saginaw, HBA, that's Home Builders Association in Saginaw. They're a big group, and they have contractors all over that area. The number is 989-793-1120. Tell them we sent you and ask for a really good roofer referral. They're not going to give you any bad people because it makes them look bad.
Right.
Okay.
Does that all make sense?
Yes, it does. Thank you very much.
Okay. You're welcome. Hey, just so you know, there's a home show going on right now in Saginaw, and we have some of our team partners, Amnesty's up there because Amnesty recently opened up a northern location.
Where is that located? Where's the show? I'll bet it's the Writers' Center.
Yes. Yeah.
You and I were there.
Yeah, years ago we were there.
That's a beautiful facility. It's on the campus of Delta College, if I'm not mistaken.
Is it Delta or Saginaw Valley?
Or Saginaw Valley, I'm sorry. I said Delta, didn't I?
Yeah, Saginaw it's okay. Valley. It's all right.
SVSU.
SVSU, Cardinals.
I should have known.
Right? 888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. We have time to take John in Ann Arbor. Good morning, John. You're on with the guys.
Good morning. First of all, I want to thank you. I used Behr's Free Plus for some modifications to my house. Did an excellent job. I was real pleased with them.
Now, John, can I say something real quick?
Yep.
Because you're in Ann Arbor, and we get calls or emails all the time for people saying we need someone local. Barrier Free Plus is in Macomb, and they came all the way out to Ann Arbor to take care of you and thrilled you. So we want people to know if we give you a referral that's not directly in your area, we do it for a reason because we know they're going to take care of you. And we really appreciate you telling us that, John.
Okay. But the reason I called today is building a new condo. It won't be done until a year from now. But my problem is I am really short. And my existing house, I can't reach the second and third, the top two shelves in my kitchen. And I see these ads for Tunnels to Towers where they're making these houses that are smart and stuff and things lower. I'm wondering if there's a mechanism on the market that can be used to mount behind the upper kitchen cabinets so they can come down and to where I can reach them and then go back up.
Yeah. We have the same answer for you. That company, Barrier Free Plus, is the company that can help you with that. Mr. Dave Melkovich over there is just so sharp. He can help you with that, no doubt.
They've got metal inserts. They can literally leave the box on the wall if you've already got cabinets hung in that new condo. Probably not. And they can literally accommodate people in wheelchairs. You know, at that level, using a metal wand, if you will, that grabs hold of the shelf and pulls it out of the cabinet and down to their level. And then it's got a spring assist, so literally you can push it right back up into the cabinet and
almost like hydraulics, but it's not. It's very easy to bring down.
Cool stuff.
So yeah, John, contact Barrier Free Plus again and have them come back, come out, take a look. They do design consultations as well. So great company. Thank you so much for the call. We had someone ask us on email, Chuck, how important ceiling fans are.
You and I believe they should be in every room of the house, maybe not in a small bathroom. But
right. Moving the air in your house is so important, and most people need ceiling fans. And one of the companies we recommend all the time to add those in is our good friends at Lake Point Electric. Now, you need a standby generator, you need something rewired, you need an upgrade, or some ceiling fans hung, contact Lake Point Electric.
888-654-4897. We'd love to hear from you. We got this next hour cleared for our listeners.
Hey, right now, be caller number 9 at 800-859-0957, WJR, for a chance to win tickets to the home show at the end of this month at the Suburban Collection Show Place. 800-859-0957, be caller number 9. And for a bonus chance to win, text the number garden or the word garden to that same phone number.
Well done, partner.
Hey. You know, Chuck, I want to talk about a minute ago, we got a call from a gentleman in Ann Arbor and mentioned that they use Barrier Free Plus. And Barrier Free Plus is literally on the other side of, well, Ann Arbor's in Washtenaw County. Barrier Free Plus is in Macomb County.
Anybody that lives in that area, if you're listening to us and you're not in those areas, you don't understand. There's east side and there's west side, and it's like driving to another planet for those people.
You're right. It really is.
Yeah.
But but our team partners who cover those areas, like Barrier Free Plus, they get started at 6 in the morning. They're going to have their crews up and out at 6 in the morning because they do not. Nobody out there wants to be sitting in traffic. And with all the construction that we are going to be having here in the state of Michigan for years, it is very important for these companies. Let's mention Amnesty, okay? How many trucks do you think they have out on the road a day?
I see a bunch. That's funny you say that. I don't.
Dozens.
That's a good question.
Dozens.
Yeah.
They could lose so much money sitting in traffic.
And they do.
And they do. So they want to get out. I remember dropping my wife off at the airport a couple winters ago, like 4 o'clock in the morning. Driving home and seeing multiple Amnesty trucks on the road that early in the morning getting out.
I was coming to a location you and I met at last week, and I honestly don't remember where I was going at this time. But I do remember in the merge lane was a Motor City Floors and Coatings truck, and behind it about 3 vehicles was an Amnesty truck.
I love seeing that.
I do too. It's like if the guys would recognize you, which they would not have, you know, you want to wave to them and say, good job, way to go.
You're right. 888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. Taking any and all your phone calls, housing questions for the next hour. Let's talk to Dan in Dexter. Good morning, Dan. You're on with the Inside Outside Guys on WJR.
Good morning. I've got a problem with my wood stove. It's been in there for 30 years, and it's my second roof. And I just had it installed about 5 years ago. But what's happening is the wood stove, as I burn wood, I usually burn it at quite a low setting because it's very efficient. And it stains the roof with the black creosote tarry looking stuff. And I'm asking, how do I remove that stain?
Okay, a couple questions I have. When you say the stove's been in there, where is in there? Is it an insert to your fireplace?
Living room. No.
Okay.
No,
is it a
self-standing wood stove?
Okay. Okay.
I can't believe you didn't start out with what kind of wood are you burning in an efficient wood stove that you're getting that kind of stuff outside the chimney.
Well, I burn all oak. It's all hardwood, and it's all been cured for at least 3 years in my yard in my fire, you know, where I keep all my firewood.
So as it comes out of
the fact that I burn. It's the fact that it's an airtight stove. It's a 1943 Yodel.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So as it comes out of the stack, it is staining the roof around the stack. Is that the issue?
No, just straight down the roof. just below it. It comes off the glass unit and runs.
Okay, I got you. So it's not a metal rust stain. It's actually a soot stain that runs from the pipe all the way down. Is that fair?
Right, that's correct. And I'm wondering what I can clean that off with.
Okay, all right. We would suggest, we're going to give you a couple of ideas to clean that off. And if you haven't let it accumulate and build up for too long a period of time, it should come off fairly easily. But is it literally, if it's just coming from deposits where your exhaust is cooling that quickly, sometimes a short extension, and not 3 feet or anything, but just a short extension on that pipe will keep that stuff from dropping right back down to the roof. Now, if it's too long an extension, it's going to cool and drop back down into the chimney, so you don't want that either.
Right.
But you might try that. But to clean the shingles, Ken, go ahead. I'm sorry.
You know, if you, it's so hard for us to say use this, especially on shingles, because they're so sensitive. You don't want to take off any of the granulars at all. So
There's
a concoction out there. I'm trying to think of this. Read that word, Devin. Hold on a second. One second. Right there. Read that. Sodium what? I just texted my son. He uses a concoction to clean the roofs. Oh, it moved. Right there.
Oh, the sodium hypochlorite.
Thank you.
good job coming up with that.
That's what he uses to clean the roofs and the stains. But he does not scrub them. He does not power wash them. He just puts it on and rinses it off.
Lets it set?
Lets it set and rinses it off. John, or I'm sorry, you may have a hard time getting this off your roof. It may be baked in.
Depending on how long it's been there. That's what I'm afraid of.
Yeah, it's been there a while.
Yeah, Dan, it might be a tough one. But that would be our suggestion. But whatever you put up there, even if it's soap
what
and water.
What is it called? Sodium what?
Hypochlorite. Sodium hypochlorite. Yeah, and if chlorite.
And you can look that up. You find some YouTube videos of people using it before you go out and buy it and take a look at that, okay? Because got to be careful no matter what you use. We appreciate your call, Dan. Thank you very much, sir. Clarkson Window and Door.
I was thinking Jeff Weaver because that company is so tied to his ethics and honesty.
Great product. Our other window team partners like Clarkson Window and Doors Window. They say they're a quality window as well. If you need new windows, contact Clarkson Window and Door. Good morning. Welcome back to the Inside Outside Guys, laughing and learning 24/7 at theinsideoutsideguys.com, the Inside Outside Guys on Facebook. We will take any and all of your housing questions for the next 45 minutes live at 888-654-GUYS. During the week at theinsideoutsideguys.com, click on Ask a Question. And if you decide to use one of our team partners for a project at your house, go to the Inside Outside Guys special offers page. We have a lot of discounts to help you afford those jobs a little better.
There really are a lot of discounts there.
Yes, there are.
But I got to, sodium hypochlorite.
Dan and Dexter, I hope you're still listening because we have a little bit of a backtrack to do here. I do. My fault.
No, we do.
It happens,
it's
right?
Like, go ahead. Yeah, we knew. What the sodium hypochlorite is bleach. Ken and I have found that a dilute solution, and that this is critical. You know, a very diluted solution, and
10%.
You always say try it in a place 10% max, right?
Yeah.
Even though they say you could use more than that, I would use a little less. But we've gotten really, really bad stains out of concrete and shingles and siding that we couldn't find anything else that would take it off. You
right.
buy all these products and said, yeah, it'll take anything out of concrete, and you use it and it doesn't work.
Right.
And then we use a dilute solution of bleach, let it soak, boom, scrub it out, gone.
It does work. There are a lot of YouTube videos out there on this too, so check those out first. But I like what you said there, Chuck. Anytime somebody is excited, let's say they're going to power wash their house or they're going to paint their house, they're going to do it themselves, and they're all excited. And what they want to do is get the best place first so they can see the results first and feel good about themselves. That's the wrong thing to do.
You sound like the Dr. Laura of housing, but I agree with you.
Go to the most obscure place. Go to where people aren't going to see the more often. That's where you want to practice, because if by any chance you make a mistake, if you decide you want to use some uric acid to clean something and you leave it on a little bit too long, you use too strong of a solution, you want that to stain somewhere where people don't see all the time, not in front of the house. You want to make that mistake early.
And I would default on a weaker water to bleach solution initially. I was telling Ken I'm going to use it on some concrete in front of our house, a short strip of sidewalk that is kind of moldy and dark colored and just kind of ugly from the plants and the water washing over it.
Right.
But default on a 5% solution, you know, one part bleach to 19 parts water. And if you find that you can try two parts, then try that.
Yeah. I've done a lot of this kind of stuff in my career, you know, cleaning up a lot of messes in my career.
good way to put it.
Yeah, but you, not that long ago, you were doing work for a job for your niece in her driveway, and you had a very strong power washer out there. And Chuck knows how to use a power washer. Brand new concrete, so you weren't afraid to hurt the concrete, and the power washer wasn't getting it up.
Yeah, it was black walnut stains.
That sounds bad.
Yeah, Seth and Jamie in that snotty subdivision down in Ann Arbor.
Yeah.
No, they're sweet people. I'm just hooting at them.
But your solution got that up.
Yeah.
The bleach solution. Got that up.
Yeah. And actually, it's funny because they love those. They've got some beautiful black walnuts in their yard. I mean, big, old, gorgeous trees. But it was staining. They had a new roof put on. It was staining the roof.
Ooh.
They had this brand new concrete, beautiful driveway, and it was staining that. And I told Seth, Seth's one of these guys that if he buys it like a professional would, even if he's going to use it once, right?
Right.
And God bless him. I think he had somebody come in and trim those black walnuts because you just can't get it out. You got to really work on them.
Yeah.
And it gets on those shingles, same thing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Especially if there's a shade area that gets no sun ever on those shingles.
Yeah, that's really what you're describing.
Be concerned about that.
Yeah.
888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. Let's talk to Alex in Cleveland. Hey. Good morning, Alex. You're on with the guys.
Yes. Okay. I was explaining that I have a roof that has a 2-foot overhang over the vertical wall of the house. And the aluminum metal that damaged, steel painted, but a raccoon got up there and damaged it, so I took it all down. I got to fill the space. Now, I know they make aluminum panels you can put up there that have vents in them. Could I use OSB board in there and put a furring strip along the wall, put the board up there, leave maybe 2 inches space for venting underneath the roof, and just put a screw on the outside and maybe put some stain on the OSB board and use that instead of what's manufactured for that purpose.
So are you talking the underside of the overhang?
The underside, I'm sorry, the underside of the overhang, yes. It's all open right now.
Okay, yeah.
Because we used to use
a 3/8 plywood that was a rough-sawn fir finish on the underside, exposed side, and we would paint that. But we would nail that to the underside of the rafters, and you can use a good 2x2 furring strip, you know, if you need a horizontal nailing surface. And then what we would do is put strip venting in. We would then cut that material we put up and mount aluminum pre-finished, it's like a powder coat
soft
finish.
Soffit vents. Yeah.
Had screens behind them. And we would ventilate along the entire length of that soffit then across the front and back of the house.
So the underneath would be a painted wood.
Yes.
If you're standing underneath looking up, you'd see
painted wood.
He's asking about an OSB. Can he do basically that with an OSB?
You could.
Yeah. 560 OSB.
I would challenge you that you could probably buy this 3/8 Russon for finish probably for the same price or very little more than you're going to buy a half-inch, you know, 7/16 OSB, and it would look a lot better.
It would look a lot better. I mean, you'd have to paint the heck out of it, too, I think. Yeah.
I agree with you.
I see. Okay. And it's a fir plywood has a rough surface on it. And could I, instead of painting it, could I use a stain on it to give it a natural wood look?
Sure.
Yeah.
We used to use transference. We love a transference stain, and then that Roughson fur takes it really well, and it's protected under there. So assuming you do a good job with it, that should last you forever.
Yeah, I want a little more of a rustic look because my siding is aluminum. I want something to give it a little more wood look. What kind of stain would I use on it?
I would use an Olympic transparent or any good brand name.
Now, what we always say about stains, the more expensive tend to be, not 10, they are the better stains.
They're going to have more solids.
They're going to have more solids in them, yep, and last longer.
Yeah, I'd use an oil base on the exterior product just because I like oil on raw wood. And like Ken was talking about earlier, do a test piece on the ground and let it set for 48 hours. Make sure you love that color.
Do you have a ridge vent on top of the house on the very peak?
There's a ridge vent. Yeah, I just had a roof put on. It has a ridge vent, yes.
Oh, excellent. Okay, yeah, just make sure when you put those soffit vents in that they're able to breathe. That's the main thing.
Yeah,
we appreciate your call.
On the front edge and the back edge or just one along the front?
Well, you need them on the front and back overhangs, and they need to be, I mean, at that length. I'm not sure how long it is, but
I do both.
The more the better, yeah.
The more the better. Yep. You cannot overventilate.
The back too. I mean, but I put on.
Alex, we're going to have to ask you to hold on. We got to cut you off. If you want to hold on during break, we'll get back to you after break. We apologize. Once again, anyone that wants to check out McFarland's Painting, new digs, and see the inside outside guys, and you're a contractor, come Wednesday night between 4:30 and 6:30 to the Inside Outside Guys marketing event there. What do you call that thing, Chuck? Here's to the Inside Outside Guys, sponsored by McFarland Painting.
Welcome back. We appreciate you being with us. 888-654-GUYS, which is 4897. Detroit News.
Homestyle.
Homestyle section, Friday edition. we had a chance. We were at the Pool and Spa Show a couple weeks ago, was it now?
Yep.
And we did an article on pools and spas and the many choices that are available to you, the many good specialized contractors that are out there available to you. But we saw a term when we were putting that together that we hadn't seen before, and I don't even think anybody mentioned it at the show, a spool.
A spool.
A spool.
So a swim spa, is that it? Or
good boy. Pool and spa, yeah, good job. I know, you see all these words, and it's like, who thinks of that stuff? But I love it because it does kind of catch you.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there's listeners out there today that will use that in conversation later today.
Yeah.
Honey, let's look at a spool. Yeah.
Yeah.
None of that stuff is inexpensive, but it's like anything else. I've had some, you know me, I've said for years if we sold the place up north, which is predicated entirely upon my wife, I would probably do an enclosed pool at the house because I love the idea of being able to go into the water and swim. But I don't want one of those spas that just has powerful jets.
Swim place.
That's 20 feet long where you swim in place. Right. I don't want that. I want something. I don't know why. It's just, it's all emotional and mental, right?
Right, right.
But there's so many different levels of pool you can buy.
There really is.
There really is. I mean, price points.
I've talked about this before. I actually built a 16 by 32 Doughboy pool. Oval Doughboy.
And that's a great size.
It was.
Ideally for me, 16 by 40, but.
Yep. We had all the kids. We made a deep end, so we dug one end deeper where we could literally dive into it.
And that was a vinyl line?
Yep, vinyl lining. And then.
What was your wall?
A shallow end.
Aluminum at that time?
Aluminum, yeah. Okay. Aluminum or steel. I'm not sure which one. But yeah. I tell you what I found so interesting is when we actually put the liner in, we put it on top of the pool like a drum and then filled it up. And I just thought that was so unique.
Scary, isn't it?
Yeah, it really was.
I remember watching a friend of mine. We had helped him put one in Grand Rapids. And that's what they recommended. It. It's like, no, that can't be right. I think they use vacuums for a lot of them today where they will suck them down.
Yeah,
you're
right.
Get all the air pockets out of them.
You're right. I told you real quick, I've already decided I'm getting a pool this year. But it's going to be a very inexpensive.
Oh, you didn't?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be maybe a $300 to $400 pool. You know, they'll kind of like just throwaway pool.
Yes, you did. I'm sorry.
That I can just lay in at the end of the day and relax. My daughter wants one. I want a pool, but I don't want a giant pool that involves giant maintenance.
How long did you have that one?
Until we sold the house, I'd say about 5 years.
Did you have to replace the liner at all?
Never.
Because I think in the article we quoted statistical data nationally that said 7 year roughly replacement of those, really? 7 to 10, if I'm not mistaken.
When I moved out, the person behind me, one of the first things they did was took it down and took the dock down. They didn't want it. So
you know what? It's funny because there is data out there, and again, we quoted some of it in the article, from National Association of Realtors that showed that on average there was a bump in home value. It wasn't big. 5 to 7% is what sticks in my head. If you have a nice in-ground pool, a staycation spot,
right,
if you will.
Right.
But there are also buyers. If you talk to realtors in the market, they'll tell you it's a liability. I don't want that.
Yes, sir.
And even buyers with young children sometimes do not want that pool because of the potential liability issue.
Right.
So it's kind of a darned if you do, darned if you don't thing when you go to sell.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But, you know, it comes down to, like, I knew that was an issue when I would sell my house.
Did you hear any negatives from potential buyers back then?
No, not at all. Not at all. But
even the one that bought it?
Nope.
And yet they took
it. We found out afterwards, yeah, because our neighbors, they told us.
That's funny.
No, it did take, that was a bad time to sell houses. So it took us a while to sell that house. But I'd buy a pool. I'd buy a house with a pool.
I would too.
I love a pool, but some people don't. So, hey, let's go to the phones. 888-654-4897 and talk to Barb in East Lansing. Good morning, Barb. You're on with the Inside Outside Guys.
Barb.
Yeah.
Hey there, Barb. Okay.
Yes, I am.
You're on.
I'm talking to you. Okay, thank you. I went to the Home and Garden Show that we have up here in East Lansing. I went yesterday, and I would like you to clarify, do I want a natural roof, a metal roof, or now they're showing a rubber roof? And in the metal line, they've got aluminum, copper, and steel. Help.
How much money do you want to spend?
What kind of a roof do you have?
As little as possible, of course. And I'm a senior citizen, so I'm not going to live here forever.
Okay. Asphalt, I mean, when I redid my house, I did asphalt with the warranties they put on the asphalt roofs right now. Done, like, let's go back to yesterday.
Yeah, I was going to
done by a contractor that's certified to install the particular shingle they are installing. The warranties to me, Chuck, are just so worth it.
Unbelievable today. I don't know if you heard us yesterday at Kearns Brothers Roofing, but they literally will put a 50-year labor and materials non-prorated.
It's amazing.
It's unbelievable to me, and I've been in the industry for that long, on an asphalt shingle roof system.
And for years, they were all prorated, which meant, you know, 15 years later, you have a problem, they're going to give you some batches of shingles. That's not the case.
You probably have nothing at 15 years back then.
You're right. But
yeah.
Now, what they offer is amazing. So as long as you pick the right company, and I believe someone like Kearns would come out to Lansing.
Now, Barb, you asked about a rubber roof. How steep is the roof on your house?
Good question.
Oh, I can't tell you. It's a two-story, just a regular.
Just two elevations back and front?
Yes. Two-story, yes.
Yeah, so rubber shingles, you must be talking about. There are companies out there that put those on still, but no, the asphalt shingles, the way I think we'd go on that.
Yeah, I wouldn't put a flat roof material on it. If I'm going to have my house redone, I've got a very steep roof, but I'd do the same thing if I had a two-story colonial with a what they call a 6-12 slope, which you see the roof, but it's not dominating the elevation. I would do that on either one, and I'm going to use an asphalt and ask for that 50-year. I mean, I'm going to be dead and gone long before that roof needs replacing. So, good stuff. What do you think, Barb?
I think you've been helpful. Thank you.
Okay. You're very welcome.
Barb, make sure you get a good, qualified company that's got a written warranty that you clearly understand, okay?
Two-person warranty.
Yeah.
Very important. Thank you very much, Barb. We appreciate your call.
Thank you.
And Chuck, you're welcome, man. That is exactly why we're here.
Yeah, it
exactly is. Why we started the show.
Yeah. It's like if we had more time, and we barely have time anymore for these things, but you'd like to talk to Barb before she signs a contract.
You're
ship us that contract. We want to look at it. We're not attorneys. But we'd look for some specific things. and I guess the follow-up message to every listener is, if you have questions before you sign on the dotted line for a, you know, $40,000, $30,000 project, don't hesitate to ask questions. We've got some great attorneys we can refer, or even ask Ken and I. And if we know, we'll tell you. If we don't, we'll refer you to, you know, an attorney.
Absolutely. And something we mentioned yesterday when we were with Kearns Brothers, and one thing that Kearns Brothers does is they actually do masonry work, which a lot of roofing companies do not do masonry work.
Why would they do masonry work, Ken?
Why would they do masonry? Because they're smart. And they know it's actually connected to the roofing system. And it
chimneys.
Chimneys, yes, I'm sorry, chimneys. And they don't want leaks anywhere near that roofing system, so they want to make sure the roof is right. So if somebody's getting a new roof and you have a masonry chimney, and you look up and you see, I don't care what it is, if it's a crack, if it's a flake, get
it
repaired.
Even a current leak around that chimney.
Thank you. Get it repaired before the roofing companies come in, because once that roof's on, you don't want anybody walking up there on that, on those new asphalt shingles, especially when it's 85 degrees outside.
Especially not guys like you.
Hey.
I had to say that.
That hurts, Chuck. That
hurts. I had to say that. You know, when is our Facebook, the video we shot yesterday morning, when will that be posted? Because I think that's a good reference for people shopping for a roof.
It was already posted.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, Mike Pierce posted it yesterday as soon as we're done. Our little talk with Mark Kramer before the show.
Oh, that little module, training module that they have out back that we okay.
Tell you, people who are looking for a roof should go take a look at that video. We're showing people how to put a roof. Well, Kearns Brothers is showing us how to put a roof on correctly.
Properly. I agree with you 1,000%. Hey, we've got some people out on the west side, just west of South Lyon, that are great people. Darian and David Bobby and his staff and his personnel, just wonderful people, aren't they?
Yeah, we're gonna have a bonus hour with them next week, Chuck.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, great company. Agent in place, stair lifts, gutters, bathrooms, beautiful bathrooms. If you need any of what we just mentioned, make sure you contact Atlas Home Improvement.
More fun than we deserve to have. We enjoy doing the show, but it always goes by too quickly. Remember, during the week, InsideOutsideGuys.com. Tell everybody you know
everybody
that needs trustworthy referrals to go to InsideOutsideGuys.com.
And what we really, one thing that we really like is when we give referrals. We gave one yesterday, and the gentleman who called earlier said,
we gave more than one.
How much to like Barrier Free Plus. We get a lot of people giving us feedback with our team partners, and we really appreciate it. Even when we give you advice, we love the feedback. Keep it coming, please.
Even if you don't agree with us, or if the transaction doesn't work out well for you, which almost never happens, but it happens. It's a people business.
Even if you don't agree with Chuck, it's okay. Not
so. I'm so used to that. I go home. Nobody in my house agrees with me. But hey.
Well, let's talk to someone I think wants to give us some feedback. Let's talk to Eric in Sand Creek. Good morning, Eric. You're on with the guys.
Guys, thanks for taking my call. I listen every weekend. I love it. Hey, I called you guys a couple weeks ago to talk about a concrete patio I had put on the back of my house, and that the contractor didn't put a barrier up between the concrete and my home. So I guess I was just double checking to see if I was to seal that concrete, however often I should, would that help keep any of that moisture from switching from the concrete to my wood to keep that from rotting?
Oh, absolutely. Now, that concrete is up against wood right now. That's is the foundation of your home wood?
Well, it's high. It's a little bit. So I got my poured walls, and then about 6-8 inches or so above that is the sill of the house, I guess they call it, right?
Yeah.
So that's the part that's being touched by the concrete.
Okay. And was that a decorative concrete or just a regular broom finish?
Regular broom finish with, well, it's got some border on it. They're supposed to come back this spring to stain it and seal it, but because they did it so late in the year, it was getting too cold to stain it and seal it.
Okay, good. So you're going to want to see a water-based stain they have out now, which is beautiful. And here's what I would like to see, just because it's going to make it look a lot nicer, is on the actual broom area, just do a water-based clear sealer. That will stop any water from penetrating, and yes, that will help. And here's the thing about that: you're not going to get any buildup with a water-based sealer at all. You're never going to have to strip it. You can put it on every spring, every fall, and not worry about it. The border Once they do that, once they stain the border, you want to have a high gloss on that border. It'll make that pop and look absolutely beautiful. I love that choice you made to put a border on the patio, because it really makes it look great without making it look like too much. So high gloss on the border, a water base in the middle, and then get some polyurethane caulk and caulk where the concrete meets the wood. Right against the
that
house.
That should keep that, hopefully, from rotting, right?
How much of a gap do you have there?
It's going to help.
Right now.
If I pull the siding back and I look, you can see down in there a little ways, there's spots where it's really not touching at all, but then there's other spots that it is touching the wood. As it dried, I think it kind of pulled away.
Gotcha.
There's not much of a gap. It's not like I can get my finger down there or nothing, no.
Yeah. Good polyurethane.
Yeah.
And annually or biannually?
No. No, just keep an eye on it. If it continues to pull away, you'll have to remove the polyurethane and put more down there. But polyurethane is just a great product. Once you put that in, one thing about the polyurethane caulks is soapy water is so important. Just a small glass soapy water. Once you do about 10 feet, dip it in. You know, use your finger and clean it all up. And you should only have to do that once.
Okay. All right. Good. Yeah, I was just, like I said, I was more concerned about the moisture being absorbed by the concrete transferring to my wood sill of the house.
That's legitimate.
So
yeah, that's a legitimate concern. All right. If you can, before you caulk it even, you mentioned siding. You've got siding underneath the door wall there maybe?
Yes. Well, it's right up siding to the door wall, but there's siding. Vinyl siding at the edge of each door, at the door. Yeah, on each side of the door.
Okay. You might get a stiff piece of aluminum, maybe spray paint it black or something, or a color that you're comfortable with, and try to shove it down in there behind the concrete.
Like a flashing?
To serve, as a flashing, as a capillary break between the concrete, so moisture can't be conducted from the edge of that concrete into that wood, and then do the siding over the top of the metal. Right? You want the metal to go up behind the siding, and then do take Ken's suggestion with the polyurethane caulk, and that should serve you well.
Okay. Excellent, guys. I appreciate it.
Hey, you got a good pitch going away from the house on that patio?
Yeah, we talked about that, I think.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's 21 feet away from the house, and it's on a 3-inch drop.
Yeah.
Yep. Good deal.
I think that's adequate.
Yes, very much so.
Yeah, and that water-based sealer shouldn't make it slippery. If you put a different high gloss on the actual broom part, it's going to be too slippery. A water-based should not be slippery at all, okay?
And should I seal it annually?
Yeah, with the water-based, it's easy. You can actually just use a pump sprayer, a garden pump sprayer for those. Just don't use a...
Yeah.
For anyone listening, don't use a spray that's already had something in it. You want a brand new one.
Insecticides.
They run $20.
Fertilizers. Yeah, anything. Yeah, you can get a new one. You're right, for $10, $20.
Throwaway price.
Exactly.
All right, Eric. Thank you. I appreciate your comment, friend.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Eric.
Well, almost out of a show. Well, we're basically out of a show. Let's thank Danielle. Thank you so much for helping us back at the studio. During the week, anybody, if you need anything, theinsideoutsideguys.com. Keep those emails coming. Whether you need advice or you're building a whole new house, we are here for you 24/7. Contractors, housing professionals, there's still time if you RSVP quick to see the guys at the networking event. That was the word I couldn't think of earlier, Chuck. The networking event at MacFarlane Painting on Schoolcraft in Livonia.
Yep, from 4:30 to 6:30 with free hors d'oeuvres this coming Wednesday.
Hors d'oeuvres, food. I'm there.
I wouldn't go if there wasn't.
I'm there. And then again, at the end of the month, don't forget the Novi Home and Garden Show. We're really looking forward to
March
that.
March 31st or April 2nd.
Very good, Chuck. Yeah, we'll talk to Forrest Wall again next week about the show as well.
Cool.
So, again, during the week, if you need anything for your home, and we mean anything, go to theinsideoutsideguys.com, the Inside Outside Guys on Facebook.
Why, oh, why would you say that?
Because from the roof to the basement, the street to the back fence, if you need it, the Inside Outside Guys are here for you today and every day.
Hey, everybody, thank you so much. Bye-bye.